Halifax Civil Forum on the presidency, and we're here with Senator John McCain. John, these last questions are about America's responsibility to the world. We are without a doubt the most blessed nation in the world. We are blessed to be a blessing, and the Bible says to whom much is given, much has been required. So I want to talk about what is our stewardship to everybody else. And let's first talk about freedom and war. As an American, what is worth dying for, and what's worth committing American lives for?
Freedom. Our national security, our security as a nation. Wars have started in obscure places that have enveloped us. We also must temper that with the ability to effectively and beneficially cause the outcome that we want. In other words, there's tyranny and there's tragedy throughout the world, and we can't right every wrong. But we can do what America has done throughout our history, and that is be a beacon of hope and liberty and freedom for everyone in the world, as Ronald Reagan used to quote, a shining city on a hill. And so there are conflicts that we can't settle. The most precious asset we have is American blood. And throughout our history, Americans have gone to all four corners of the world and shed that blood in defense of someone else's freedom. No other nation on earth has ever done that. But we've also succeeded in other ways. We won the Cold War, as I mentioned earlier, without firing a shot because of our ideology, and that communism was wrong and evil, and we can defeat it, just as we can defeat radical Islamic extremism. Can we talk just a second about the latest in Georgia?
Well, let me ask you this. What would be the criterion for which you would commit troops?
American national security interests are threatened.
Okay, well, I understand that. What about, like, genocide in Darfur, or if mass killings took place in Georgia?
Our obligation is to stop genocide wherever we can. We all know about Rwanda. No one knows that better than you and the Saddleback Church, who have been so active. By the way, Cindy was just there with Mike Huckabee and Dr. Bill Frist and have seen what the women of Rwanda are doing. The women are taking charge of the future of Rwanda because they're saying never again. And they're doing an incredible job. Darfur, our most respected former Secretary of State Colin Powell called genocide some years ago. The question is how can we effectively stop it? And obviously, we've got to do more, and we've got to try to marshal the forces all over the world to join us. I think one of the things we ought to explore more carefully is us supplying the logistics and equipment and the aid, and the African countries step forward with the personnel to enforce a genuine ceasefire. It's a very complicated situation, as you know, but we've got to be committed to never saying never again.
Now, what about Russia reassert itself in Georgia and maybe now Poland? What's happening?
I'm very saddened here to be with you and talk about a Russian reemergence in the centuries-old ambition of the Russian Empire to dominate that part of the world. Killings, murder, villages are being burned, people are being wantonly ejected from their homes. The latest figures from human rights organizations, 118,000 people in that small country. It was one of the earliest Christian nations. The king of then Georgia in the 3rd century converted to Christianity. You go to Georgia and you see these old churches that go back to the 4th and 5th century. My friends, the president, Saakashvili, is a man who was educated in the United States of America on a scholarship. He went back to Georgia, and with other young people who had also received an education, they achieved a revolution. They had democracy, prosperity, and a great little nation. And now the Russians are coming in there in an act of aggression. And we have to not only bring about ceasefire, but we have to have honored one of the most fundamental rights of any nation, and that is territorial integrity. We must respect the entire territory of Russia. The Russians Georgia. Must respect the entire territorial integrity of Georgia. And there's only 4 million people in Georgia, my friends. I've been there. It's a beautiful little country. They're wonderful people. They're suffering terribly now. And there's two other aspects of this very quickly. One of them, don't think it was an accident that the presence of Lithuania, the presidents, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, Poland, and Ukraine, flew to Tbilisi to show their solidarity with the president of Georgia, because they all have something in common with Georgia. They lived under Russian domination for a long period of time. Second of all, of course, it's about energy. There's an oil pipeline that goes across Georgia that up till now had not been controlled by the Russians. And my friend, energy the Russians are using as a tremendous lever against the Europeans. So keep them in your prayers. Let's get the humanitarian aid as quickly as possible to them and send the message to the Russians that this behavior is not acceptable in the 21st century. All right.
Related to that, our America's responsibility in the world, religious persecution, what would you do in your administration to end or put pressure on the Chinese and in Iraq and all the other places, so-called allies of ours that will not allow religious freedom, whether it's Christian or any other faith?